When we make a promise to ourselves and follow through, we're not just completing the task itself. We're proving to ourselves that we're reliable. And that reliability becomes the foundation of self-trust.
Hi, I'm Michelle Rios, host of the Live Your Extraordinary Life podcast. This podcast is built on the premise that life is meant to be joyful, but far too often we settle for less. So if you've ever thought that something is missing from your life, that you were meant for more, or you simply want to experience more joy in the everyday, then this podcast is for you. Each week, I'll bring you captivating personal stories, transformative life lessons, and juicy conversations on living life to the fullest, with the hope to inspire you to create a life you love on your terms, with authenticity, purpose, and connection. Together, we'll explore what it means to live an extraordinary life, the things that hold us back, and the steps we all can take to start living our best lives. So come along for the journey. It's never too late to get started, and the world needs your light. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Live Your Extraordinary Life podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Rios, and today we're diving in deep into the topic of confidence, and specifically, how keeping promises to ourselves can be a game changer in our personal growth journey. So go ahead, grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and let's get started. First, let's start by defining what confidence really means. Confidence is so much more than feeling good about yourself. It's about trust, particularly the trust in your ability to handle whatever life throws your way. And it's built through experiences, whether these are small or big victories in our daily lives. But here's the catch. Confidence doesn't just appear out of thin air. It's cultivated through consistent actions, especially the promises we make and keep to ourselves. So why is keeping our word so vital to building confidence? Because when we make a promise to ourselves and follow through, we're not just completing the task itself, we're proving to ourselves that we're reliable. And that reliability becomes the foundation of self-trust. Think about it. How do you feel when you say you'll do something like wake up early or finish a project and you actually do it? It feels good, right? There's a sense of accomplishment. That's the seed of confidence growing right there. And conversely, what happens when we break these promises? Well, each time we fail to follow through, we're chipping away at that trust, which leads to a decrease in our self-esteem and confidence. So it's like telling ourselves that we cannot be trusted, which can really be damaging over time. This is why it's crucial to set realistic goals and commitments that we can actually keep. It fosters a positive cycle of trust and confidence building. So how can we get better at keeping our promises to ourselves? First and foremost, it's about setting clear and achievable goals. Start small and gradually build up. Also, either keep a journal or tracker on your phone to monitor your progress. This not only helps you keep accountable, but allows you to visually see the progress you're making. And I can't overstate this enough. Be patient. Confidence building is a journey. It's not a race. So be patient with yourself. So to wrap, building confidence through keeping promises to ourselves is one of the most empowering actions we can take. It leads to a stronger sense of self, more resilience, and ultimately a more fulfilling life. So I challenge you, as we end today's episode, to set a small promise to yourself and keep it, and then watch your confidence grow as you prove to yourself that you can do what you say you will. Thank you again for tuning in to the Live Your Extraordinary Life podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Rios, and it's been a pleasure to explore the power of confidence with you. Remember, the journey to self-improvement is an ongoing one, and you're not alone on this path. Until next time, keep your promises to yourself
and watch as your confidence soars. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please take a moment to rate and review. If you have recommendations for future topics, please reach out to me at michellerioseofficial.com. Lastly, please consider supporting this podcast by sharing it. Together, we can reach, inspire, and positively impact more people. Thank you.